Hello again, this is Chabalad, a reader in Ancient History, Papyrology and Egyptology at the University of Kent. This is part two of on ancient shipwrecks. The other underwater discovery I'd like to tell you about today is a project with a larger time frame and a long history. The site is in coastal waters of the small Greek island of Antikythera, located roughly halfway between the southeastern tip of the Peloponnesian Peninsula and the northwestern tip of Crete. The first discovery goes back to the very beginning of the 20th century, when local sponge divers found the site and brought a variety of finds to the surface. The site was revisited several times over the last century. There is currently an ongoing underwater excavation run by a joint Greek-American team deploying the most recent diving technologies. Why is this site so exciting that scholars thought it was worth returning to it after more than 100 years and after several excavations? This shipwreck is extraordinarily rich and significant, probably the richest ancient wreck ever discovered. The ship, which went down in 65 BC, that is at the height of the late Roman Republic or the age of Julius Caesar, carried a luxury cargo consisting of Hellenistic bronze and marble statues of the highest artistic quality, fine glass objects, gold jewelry, and silver and bronze coins. A large number of amphorae and some pottery lamps have also been found. But the most exciting and unique object recovered was undoubtedly an unusual mechanism that has puzzled scholars ever since its discovery at the beginning of the 20th century, the so-called Antikythera mechanism. As approximately half of this object is still missing, we cannot be entirely certain of its precise purpose and working, but advances in research into it made over the last 50 years have established that this was something like a complex mechanical computer that tracked astronomical phenomena and the cycles of the solar system. It had dials for the sun and the moon, it could predict solar and lunar eclipses, and it could also predict the position of a variety of planets. Based on the paleography of the letters on it, the mechanism dates from the second half of the 2nd century BC, that is the Hellenistic era, and is the most sophisticated mechanism that survives from antiquity. In fact, it has been argued that it is more complex and sophisticated than anything produced for about 1,000 years from the fall of the Western Roman Empire. The excavation of this extraordinary site resumed in 2012 and hoped to find the missing parts of this mechanism, as well as other similar machines and further pieces of sculpture. During recent seasons, dozens of objects have been discovered, including the ship's anchor, an oversized bronze spear probably belonging to a statue, a complete amphora, a small table jug, a rectangular polished stone, probably a statue base, a bronze chair arm, perhaps part of an ancient throne, and a small glass piece, which looks like a pawn in a board game, as well as countless pieces of broken pottery, glass, iron and bronze. We can hardly wait for the new excavation season to start next year. These new underwater discoveries in Greece enrich and advance our knowledge of ancient Mediterranean world immensely. So if you are interested in studying the ancient world in an exciting and unconventional way, underwater archaeology is definitely a new frontier with a huge potential waiting for you to explore.